Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, with just 49 days left in office, the US President Joe Biden has issued an official pardon for his son Hunter, who was set to face sentencing this month on federal felony gun and tax convictions. And Joe Biden had previously said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence. But on Sunday evening, he said, although he believed in the justice system, politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice. Well, Larry Donnelly is with me now, law lecturer at the University of Galway. And Larry, Joe Biden did explain his change of mind in that statement he issued yesterday. Just, will you just take us through his logic around doing what he said he wouldn't?
Yeah, my suspicion, Claire, here is that he's acting, I suppose, first and foremost as a father. Look, Hunter Biden is a troubled guy who's done a lot of damage to himself. He's done a lot of damage to the Biden family. Yet Joe Biden has stuck by him all the way. And given the disposition of the Trump administration, that is, they're clearly going to go after political enemies. In that climate, and with sentencing just a couple of weeks ahead, it doesn't really surprise me that he's done that. The other thing I'd say is that, and this is a sad political fact, is that Joe Biden is having an ignominious exit anyway. His numbers are low. They always were low. Democrats are not happy with him. Really didn't have an awful lot to lose here personally because he's lost an awful lot already. And I think to spare his son the difficulty and the problem, that might be ahead, I'm not surprised that he's done what he's done.
Mm-hmm. But when we hear about politicians weaponizing the justice system, this really isn't good for the Democrats going into this period with Donald Trump at the helm.
No, it's deeply problematic for them because Democrats will make the case, and I think they'll make the case quite accurately, that Trump is going to weaponize the justice system. We saw his immediate retort to this was about the January 6th hostages. So it's very clear that this is going to be intensely politicized, that he is going to go after political enemies, those who've gone after him. But the difficulty for Democrats, and they can make all those claims, the difficulty is that this is going to provide some cover, not total cover, but some cover to Trump and the Republicans when they say, look, it's okay for you to do these sorts of things, but it's not okay for us. So it is problematic, I think, in this sense. But again, I think it probably goes down to some of the bitterness that Joe Biden feels as he leaves the White House. I don't think he feels he owes the Democrats anything because I think he feels that he was wronged by an awful lot of people as he was deposed as the de facto nominee.
Yeah, I mean, you say Joe Biden is acting as a father here. I mean, if you look at who Donald Trump has decided to put into his cabinet, you can probably understand his motivation, and it may have influenced his decision to get his son out of that situation that he's in.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. But for that, I think that's the reality here. It's a deeply personal decision. One of Biden's best attributes, and I don't think anyone can deny this, is that he is very much a family person. He stood by his son through thick and thin. I think a lot of Americans have understood that and will continue to understand that. Of course, his political enemies are going to try to make hay of it. But the bigger issue here, Claire, is going to be what can we expect early next year in terms of how the Trump administration might pivot against some of the people who he holds responsible for dragging him through the mud, including, people, everyone from Jack Smith to Merrick Garland and others. What type of retribution will they seek to exact?
Larry, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Back after this break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.